Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two. And yes, the man was correct in that introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, 35 years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Gonna talk this hour with Johnny Sig, of course, bringing my man from Las Vegas, Mr. John Signorella. We'll also listen to Tyson Fury, that's right, the current world heavyweight champion. And why do I say that? Because he's never been beaten in the ring. Much like Muhammad Ali in 1967, when they took away his title when he wouldn't go to the draft, Tyson Fury got depressed. He had some coke issues. Okay, he couldn't fight. But the bottom line was, he never lost his title in the ring. He was the man that beat the man in Vladimir Klitschko. So the man hasn't been beaten yet. That draw that was given to him December 1st down there at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, well, the California State Athletic Commission, God, I might be asking them for a license soon, but the bottom line is, they should be ashamed of that decision. Seriously, that was a bad move. It was a mar on the sport, because you can't tell me a guy can go out there and win 10 rounds of a fight, get knocked down twice, and still lose a fight. It doesn't make sense. Add up all the math. A boxing match is 12 little fights. 12 little fights. Well, guess what? Tyson Fury won 10 of those fights. Deontay Wilder won two of those fights. He won them in a big manner, but the bottom line is, he didn't win the fight. He sure didn't come close to even deserving a draw. So straight up, I thought it was a heist December the 1st down there at the Staples Center. So we'll hear from the world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury. We'll also talk UFC as well. Open phone lines all around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment, the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. And that text just came in from Matt St. Louis. So straight up, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Valentine's Day is brutal on us guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Flowers are always the right call, but here's where it gets dicey. If you show up with produce department flowers that smell like green onions, you're toast. Same with sending stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others. And trust me, she knows it. Books delivers spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Books are picked fresh and shipped direct, so they stay fresher longer. And Books cuts out the middleman, so you save big time. Be a hero this Valentine's Day with flowers from the Books. Go to Books.com. That's Bouqs.com and enter the code RON for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter RON at Bouqs.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
When it comes to martial arts, the king of martial arts is boxing. No doubt about it. It's the most celebrated sport as far as combat sports is concerned right now. No doubt about it. Now, when it comes to heavyweight champions, we have our own heavyweight champion residing in Las Vegas, Nevada, undefeated John Signorella. John, how you feeling?
I'm feeling excellent, Pedro. Thank you for that wonderful intro, my brother.
Okay, bottom line is Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, they got to do it again because we really want this fight. Here's what Tyson Fury had to say this week.
Hello, welcome to No Filter Boxing. This week we're in Marbella as we catch up with Tyson Fury and his trainer Ben Davison. 2018 saw Fury return to the ring against all odds, including a world heavyweight title fight for the ages. It was one of boxing's iconic stories, and Fury is now raring to go in 2019.
All these so-called boxing experts, every one of them thought that I couldn't do it. I believe I could beat any boxer in a boxing match.
I mean, that's what separates him from the rest.
People who watch boxing, they know, don't they? Everybody knows. They know and come over and say, look, should have won the fight.
Said it so many times, he's a freak of nature, that man. He really is.
We awoke a sleeping giant.
Guess who's back?
It's going to be frightening whoever steps in with him next.
I think I've got another 10 years left in this game. I don't fear anybody. I think everyone should fight each other, but not everybody thinks like that.
People go back to work on the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. We went back to work on the 1st. It's what we do for a living, and we take it seriously, and we do it full time, you know. The past 12, 13 months, I've lived with Tyson. I've probably been home 2-3 weeks of that. Without routine and structure, people go crazy. People lose their minds, and people start to deteriorate. And you see it with people when they retire, when they get older, or they lose their job. You know, it's having that routine and that structure that keeps you sane, and the human body needs it, the human mind needs it. It's very important, and like I say, this is just what we do for a living. It's a lot easier to get out for a run when you've got the nice weather, the sound of the beach, the smell of the sand and the sea, you know, with the sun bouncing off it. It's pleasurable, and it's something that Tyson enjoys as well. And he said to me the other day, funnily enough, he said, it seems crazy to think that when now I run for pleasure, I'm doing this run now for pleasure, he said, as opposed to all my life I've run to lose weight. And You know, is if you can enjoy what you do, it makes a big difference.
All I want is to be happy, and that's it. And if I can make me happy and my family happy, then that makes the world happy. Because if you're happy in your own self, in your own mind, and your family's happy, then what does it matter if everybody else is happy? Because they've got their own cross to bear, they've got their own life to live. I can't make you happy, you can only make you happy. I can give you advice and give you inspiration and motivation, but at the end of the day, it's you who have to make yourself happy. Nobody else is going to do it for you. When I was down and depressed and in a lonely place, nobody could make me happy and make me better. I had to do it myself, me. And that's what I want to get across. Because I think sometimes people who try to get the message across on all these bad things, they sort of like, the message is like, oh, someone else is going to do it for you. But I can say nobody's going to do it for you apart from you. You have to wake up in the morning and want to be a better person. You have to wake up in the morning and want to change. You have to wake up in the morning and put yourself in a positive mood. You know, that's the way it is. My career, like I said, is one thing. There's never been an issue with my career. I've always done what I had to do in my boxing career. The issue was in my personal life. I was depressed and I was down and anxiety and that was the problem. But now I balanced it because before I was training and boxing, and then when I stopped training camp, I'd just go and eat like a lunatic and do what I wanted in my personal life. But now I've got a routine. I train in the morning. I look forward to things. And before it was like I took everything for granted, like the simple things in life, like being able to be here and being in a sensible mood. But now I appreciate good days, I appreciate sunshine, I appreciate breathing fresh air and being able to think for myself and do the right things. Well, before it was like, this is hectic, can't do it. Now I've got more of a balance in my personal life rather than my professional career, if that makes sense at all. Now I know I've got to go to the gym because that's my medicine. If I don't take medication, then I must train. Because training to me is medication. And without it, I'm going to go back to the place I was. Back to the place I was before.
Do you know what it is? Can't keep him out of the gym, to be honest. Can't keep him out. When I went on holiday after the fight, and every morning I was waking up to a text, when are you back, when are you back? I was thinking, oh, will you go away? But listen, it's, like I say, it's what we do for a living, and it's nice to enjoy what you do.
It never stopped. I continued the work, the dedication, the sacrifice that I did in 2018, and I brought it with me into 19. Happy New Year, everybody! I love training. I really, really love training. It's something that I love to do. Keep myself out of trouble, keeps me in shape, keep you mentally well, and I recommend it for everybody, especially people who suffered with mental health. This is my medicine, and if I don't do it, I go depressed again. I had 4 days off over the Christmas. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was like this, couldn't sit down. I was going depressed and depressed and depressed, and the only thing that gives me the medicine that makes me well again is training. Try it. I've been going out here for quite a number of years now. I used to go to the south of France, and then I started to come here, and I liked it. I trained over here with Billy Joe a few years ago, and I've never stopped coming back since. All my career, I've always been the underdog in all the big fights. Everyone was always supposed to beat me, but nobody ever did. So I feel like now it's finally turned around, and everyone can see what they can see, really. They can see that I am at that level and whatever. Because before this Wilder fight, I was going to get blown away, apparently, in a round or whatever, by everybody's opinion. And I just don't know what they're looking at. I really don't. I think they let the heart rule the judgment, the good judgment. Maybe that's what they want to happen. All these so-called boxing experts and writers and everybody else, every one of them thought that I couldn't do it. And it's just like time and time again, I do have to keep proving you wrong. Like, what is it that I do or that I fight like that makes you believe I can't do anything? I believe I can beat any boxer. It's just a boxing match, you know. I've had loads of them all my life, boxed all my life, and it's like, I don't look at these people and think, oh, I'm afraid. Or I wouldn't have picked the biggest puncher in boxing history. in Deontay Wilder. Because believe it or not, Deontay Wilder's the biggest punching heavyweight in heavyweight history of thousands of years, hundreds of years of boxing. And I looked at him and I didn't fear him. I smiled and licked my lips at the chance of eating him up. And if everything would have been fair, then that's what would have happened.
The decision is a split decision draw.
After the decision was announced, I was like, that's bad. But I had to try and control all the crowd. I had a lot of fans there and it was all going nuts. My brother Shane was at the forefront of it all. He wanted to go crazy. I said, look, just chill out, calm down. Going on is not going to cause anything. Just give our country and our sport a bad reputation. Let's not do that.
Listen, from what you've done, Ken's done. Don't matter. 3 years.
Let's get it done. Come on, right. Rob. We know the truth, mate. We know the truth. I will not fight. People who watch boxing, they know, don't they? Everybody knows. Like, grannies in the street, women pushing prams, everybody. They know to come over and say, look, you should have won the fight, mate. Unlucky.
What do you mean it's fine? You've just took away the biggest comeback, not in boxing history, in sports history, from a man that's come back from hell. And it's fine. You've got to be a sick man to do that. A sick, sick man.
I was annoyed at the time. I was very annoyed at the time, but it's just disappointment now because I just, you know, we knew it was a possibility. But when that final bell went, I ran in the ring and I thought to myself, my thought process was there's no way they cannot give it now. And with what's just happened, and they did it. And like I said, I was angry at first and then I was disappointed now looking back on it.
The disappointment was one thing. We worked hard, we trained hard, we deserved what we trained for. We didn't get the result we were looking for, but it's not going to upset us, it's not going to make us unhappy, it's not going to make me put on a load of weight or whatever. I didn't think about walking away from the sport or nothing. I performed to the best of my ability. I was happy with Ben's work. Everyone done what they should have done, apart from the judges. Apart one of them did. But it was what it was. Can't do anything about it. So we move on, move forward into 19 now.
Oh my goodness! Somehow Fury has managed to get up.
It was a great talking point, you know. Great. It was good moments in the year. The getting up in the 12th round was a hell of a thing to come back from. And that, just the whole build-up for the fight, it was an amazing, amazing experience, you know. Me and Wilder, we really went at it in the build-ups, in the press conferences. We give the fans value for money.
Where's Wilder at now, then?
And I believe that he'll be even better next time. Because Wilder's going to come better, I'm going to come better for this next fight. It's just going to be a bigger, better fight.
Incredible the condition that Tyson Fury's in, folks. I saw some video of him this week. I mean, trim, much trimmer than he was. He'll never be like a Vander Holyfield or anything like that. I mean, like cut up like that. But he really looks trim. Trimmer than he's ever looked in his entire life. I give this guy all kinds of props. And yes, it probably was one of the greatest comebacks in sports history, if not boxing history. I mean, coming back basically depressed, cocaine, all the different issues, talking about suicide. And then he's back. He gets up off the deck not once but twice against Deontay Wilder. Now, that being said, I thought that Mr. Tyson Fury, Johnny Signorella, showed a lot of class in addressing Deontay Wilder. I think I'd have taken it to another level.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you what, I could hear Mr. Fury talk all day long, man. He's so inspirational. And plus what he did was a metaphor for life, getting off the mat after, you know, drug addictions and mental, you know, issues that he suffered with depression and anxiety. You know, kudos and all the props in the world. And I did say Deontay was going to win that fight going in. And I will be honest, he did not win that fight. I gave him two rounds, just like you said, and all the credit goes to Mr. Tyson Fury. He should have certainly won that fight. And I'm looking forward to a rematch and how both guys make adjustments going in.
So how does the judge think that Deontay Wilder wins that fight by like 3 or 4 points? How does he do that?
Corruption. I mean,
Johnny. You got to really watch that word. You really got to watch that word. And the reason why I say that is, you know, there's a big difference between corruption and total ineptness. And some guys totally are just totally inept. So to call a guy corrupt, I like pushing the envelope, but think about that a little bit. Anyway, we're going to go do a quick break here. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts with the heavyweight champion of Las Vegas, John Signorella, in the house. Unbeaten, baby. Unbeaten. Straight up, myself, I got beaten a lot of times. But that's the way it goes. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. We're talking boxing and then MMA at 40 minutes past the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or that guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text me, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk live, baby, on Sports Byline and SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
It was a great stoppage. I felt his body go limp. I wouldn't be throwing. You guys have to understand, I weighed in at 146 pounds when I fought him. Strong, and you could see it. Every blow that he took, he was eating some hammers. And I thought it was a good stoppage because, man, if he was going to take another 10, 20 hits. You know, when your body goes limp like that, when you cut weight like that, and thinking you're going to go out there and just take my belt from me, that's not the way it works. So I think it was a great stoppage. This is why MMA is sanctioned now because of refs. So if I was to talk to that ref, I was like, hey, man, you're okay, man. We're both in there. We saw him go limp a few times. Watch it again, and you'll see it. I saw he was hurt since the beginning. The first, I thought it was that kick that really kind of rattled him. You know, and I'm going to have to rewatch that fight, but I saw him going limp. I saw his body changing. I mean, I shoved him down. Like, you shove somebody down, they're hurt, guys. If I do this to you, and you're just, come on. I've done things at from the Olympics to defeating two of the greatest, fighters of all time. I feel like now it's okay, guys. I think I have the right to say, hey, Give me a shot. Allow me to keep this bout 125 pounds. You can get your rematch, but let's do that 135 pounds. Give me a shot now. It's almost like the champ loses his juice, guys. He's going to fight somebody. He's going to go defend his title 135 pounds, and he's got a loss underneath me? That doesn't make any sense.
Bottom line is that is Henry Cejudo, of course, the world 125-pound champion, 2008 Olympic gold medalist as a freestyle wrestler, Mexican-American young man out of California. Right now, I think he's one of the best fighters, if not the best fighter in all mixed martial arts. Now, people say to myself, man, you're pushing that envelope just a little bit too far. Well, take this into consideration. He beats up Demetrius Johnson, takes him apart, of course, after losing a first fight. And, you know, I say that it rarely happens that you win the second fight after losing the first time. I mean, he lost first time decisively. He was stopped by Demetrius Johnson. What happens? He clamors for another fight with Johnson, comes back, beats Johnson. Next time out, he takes on the 135-pound world champion, dropping 10 pounds in weight, TJ Dillashaw. TJ Dillashaw calls Henry Cejudo, get this, a stepping stone. Well, guess what, pal? You tripped over that stepping stone. Bottom line is, Cejudo and Dillashaw, that'll be the rematch at 135 pounds. I think it's going to go down in July, the July card, probably at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. So straight up, that rematch is going to happen. Now, let's go back to the UFC card from last night. Of course, they're coming to us from the home of the UFC, Brazil. What happened to the main event, Johnny Sick?
Main event, Marlon Moraes submitted Rafael Assuncao within, a couple minutes of the first round. But I tell you what, Jose Aldo impressed me the most with that second round KO over Renato Mocano. Man, that was one hell of a beatdown.
You know, Jose Aldo is one of those guys that I think takes Flintstone vitamins and does all kinds of crazy stuff to make 145 pounds. And I think he can do that and perform well in Brazil. But what happens when he comes out of that country?
It's a good point, man, you know. But I tell you what, it's a good point. But I tell you what, man, he looked like he had a lot of energy last night, whether he'd be on the vitamins and whatnot. But he definitely looked like the Jose of old, man. Okay. Looked pretty good.
Damian Maia was the winner over Lyman Good. Now, the chicks were on the card. Livia Renata Souza defeated Sarah Frata. That was a split decision. Chick fights usually don't go the route, man. What happened?
Right? I was confused watching that. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't supposed to go like this. These girls usually go like super hard. And I tell you what, it was a hard fought fight. The problem, the difference with this one was it was fought mostly on the ground, you know. And with the female fights in mixed martial arts in particular, the UFC of late, we've seen them standing up mostly. Now, there have been submissions, but a lot of the action has taken place that sets up the submission that eventually brings it to the ground. This fight was mostly fought on the ground.
Okay. USC's got a pay-per-view coming up, of course. USC 234 coming to us from Australia. That's right, down under February the 10th. Of course, the world middleweight championship, 185 pounds, Robert Whittaker, he being of an Aussie lad, taking on Kelvin Gastelum. Pretty good match there, of course, for the main event. And the co-feature, Anderson Silva, coming back against Israel Adesanya. Anderson Silva, like, he's got to be like 95 years old going on 150, man. This guy's looking to get hurt. That's the spider. And one time, he was a great MMA fighter, but at this point in time, he's like a relic.
Yeah, and he's facing a kid that's undefeated, 15-0, in Adesanya. So, you know, we see what we get here. And I was actually doing my notes going into radio today looking for Anderson Silva's age, and I can't really find a concrete one. I see it all over the place a little bit. But I have to say he's definitely up there. I don't know if he's 135 years old, but I wonder about his age going in, especially against a young kid that's unbeaten.
Okay. The UFC has been delivering of late. Of course, they've been doing their platform on ESPN Plus and of course, on pay-per-view as well. And is there TV contracts solely with ESPN now? Is that what Dana was basically boasting about?
I believe so. And I was looking at their schedule coming up for the next month and a half. UFC is rocking and rolling every Saturday, mixed in with an occasional Sunday when they're not going on Saturday nights. So it's a very impressive and ambitious thing that they're doing to roll out this ESPN deal. And ESPN is bidding in heavy for the UFC. They're pushing it greatly. So we're going to see a lot of nights now where the UFC and boxing, go in front of or after each other or at the same time. And I got to look at this now like it's combat sports Saturday, the same way you approach the Sunday during the NFL season when football's hot. It's like you got to pick and choose what you want to see, and if you hear something's popping off in stunning fashion, go check out the highlights or watch the entire event. But we're going to get a whole lot of combat sports from both ESPN and DAZN and Fox moving forward. Okay. It's crazy, Pete.
Switching gears just for a second before the break, of course, the Super Bowl coming up today with Tom Brady doing his thing. Man, Tom Brady, what can I say? I don't like the guy. I don't love the guy, but you have to admire his athletic ability and the fact that he's a stone-cold winner.
Absolutely, man. And that's why, you know, there's a lot of haters out there. Look at this guy. He's handsome. He's talented. You know, he bangs supermodels. Come on now, people.
And he's
hating on the man.
And he's got his own jet. He's got his own jet. The guy flew over to Spain and had dinner and left. I mean, wait, he flew to Spain for dinner.
Hey, homie deserves a jet. Look at the way he plays. Is he the best quarterback ever? I think it's safe to say. And plus, if he gets this underneath, you know, another one under his belt, another notch on his belt and another trophy today, man.
Okay, Johnny Sig, before we go to the break, does Tom Brady cover the spread?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, me too. I believe so. I believe 7.5 points, that's nothing, folks. I'm telling you, bet the house on Tom Brady. Just don't say I told you to do that if you lose. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts, of course, boxing, MMA, a little pro wrestling if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. Our toll-free number here in the studio, 1-800-878-7529. And then the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can rip Johnny Sig if you want. Yes, it's cool. You can compliment him, too. 415-275-1613. That's right. 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour. Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you still on the sidelines when you could be getting big pay to play? It's playoff season, leading up to the big game, and there's no better time to place your bet than right now. When you do, be sure you're betting with the best. Bet DSI, one of the most reliable online sports books. NFL, NCAA, UFC, NBA, and more. Bet DSI has super quick payouts and bonuses. And there's even a live feature that allows you to watch your team before you even bet. Now, for a limited time, they'll match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big. Win big. Join the winning team. Sign up at BetDSI.com. Using promo code SCORE101, you'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code SCORE101. That's BETDSI.com. Use code SCORE101. Do it today.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Taking it back to Las Vegas, Sin City, of course, and bringing in Johnny Signorello, our undefeated champion down there. John, you were talking about this UFC schedule, UFC 234, February 10th, UFC on ESPN, Nogano versus Velasquez going down February 17th, February 23rd, they've got a card with Junior Dos Santos, UFC 235, that's going to go down March the 2nd, UFC Fight Night, Lewis versus Dos Santos, that's going to go down March 9th. Two different Dos Santos there. UFC Fight Night, Tillmers versus Masvidal. That's going to go down March the 16th. March 23rd, Thompson versus Pettis. And then March 30th, Barbosa versus Gaethje. Man, that's like nine cards in like less than a month and a half.
That's what's up. And I think only two pay-per-views as of right now slated in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, ESPN is pushing them hard. And I'm pumped on this, man, because this is what we needed for the UFC, right? And I'm telling you what, man. The Vasquez fight coming up, dude, against Francis Ngannou. I am ready and pumped for this. Plus, we've got Alexander Albu, unbeaten chick fighter on the undercard. Man, I can't wait to see that one, dude. And that's free February 17th.
That's, you know, that's really a scary, scary fight. I mean, either way you look at it. I mean, Ngannou hits hard. Kane hits hard. Both these guys can... They can bring it, man. They can both bring it. I don't know if Ngannou takes it all that well, but he can bring it. We'll see what happens. Of course, Kane been off a long time. All those injuries, they patch him together like that guy, the $6 million man. So we'll see if he can come back and be relatively competitive against a guy that's considered a pretty damn good fighter.
Well, that's the key right there. You got to realize in Velasquez, he hasn't fought since 2016, right? He did get a win over Travis Brown. You know, we know him best for beating Lesnar and then losing to Dos Santos, but then coming back and getting his title, you know. And then you look at the best win for Francis. I'm going to say, what, is it Overeem? KO'd him back in the day. But another thing is Francis never been knocked out, only lost fights by decision. So yeah. On paper, this looks like a good one, man.
You know, you brought up Travis Brown. His claim to fame is being Ronda Rousey's boyfriend. Of course, in I got to tell you, when Ronda Rousey got involved with boxing, she got herself a boxing coach, and she brought in this boxing coach. I can't remember what his name was. Some guy from Eastern Europe. Anyway, they brought in this trainer, and then they tried to get Travis Brown to change from his MMA trainer to this boxing trainer, and then he lost three fights in a row. I mean, you know, it's sort of like training for a boxing match in a cage, or training for a cage match in a boxing ring. You got to have it all. It's all got to be in place, man.
Well, that's why Cain Velasquez is a dangerous fighter right there. You know what I mean? It's like he's very versatile. He could wrestle. He could box, you know. And in this sport, you don't want to just focus on one facet. Now, if anyone wants to improve a facet of their game to become a better fighter, a more entertaining fighter, right, I like to see that. But sometimes these guys focus too much on the one thing. And if you just box in the octagon and not do the other facets, you're going to have some serious issues.
By June 1st, ESPN Plus will have had 10 shows as far as the UFC is concerned. Of course, they've got this schedule going all the way up until June 29th. In fact, they got a TBA, a card that's on ESPN 4. So they've got four cards on ESPN by regular free TV by June 29th and 11 cards on ESPN Plus. Now, what's the cost on ESPN Plus? $4.99 a month?
$4.95, and man, you're getting your money's worth. I mean, and they have access to other things like regional football games, also for baseball. Did a little research on it, man. And for $4.95 a month, you cannot beat that. Plus, you're getting a ton of boxing.
Johnny, any porn there?
No, no porn.
No porn? Hey, John, can you believe anybody still pays? This is what I was laughing the other day. Can you believe anybody still pays for porn? Who pays for porn?
Why would you do that? There's no point in that.
I don't know, but I can't believe it.
I've been paying for porn since 2000.
I can't believe the porn industry is still going with all these free sites. I mean, where are they making their money at?
I don't know. That's a great question. I'm going to do some research on that. We'll talk about that next week. Sure.
Free porn, folks. We're talking free porn. No, we're talking UFC, of course. UFC rocking and rolling right now. The Brock Lesnar and Daniel Cormier, that's still the biggest fight on the horizon. And I guess they haven't done it because Brock hasn't been clean. I mean, there's been some shaky tests come out of him.
Yeah, and he's doing his thing in the WWE at this point in time and looks very comfortable there. And I know he's got a pay-per-view coming up at WrestleMania with, you know, Seth Rollins in the WWE universe. So that locks Brock into that and for the, you know, it seems like at least for the next couple months because WrestleMania is, what, in April? So it doesn't seem like if he's doing anything in UFC, you're not seeing it, I would say, until the fall at best.
When you look at the monster that is Brock Lesnar, I mean, the fact he doesn't take too well, not too many guys get hit in the mouth well and respond. I mean, that shows you have to be an incredibly, how can I put this, a diverse young man or somebody that just doesn't give a snot to be able to get hit on the chin and come back. But that is the will of a fighter, no doubt about that. Brock Lesnar, he hasn't got the biggest stones in the world, but, man, he's strong, and especially if he's messing with those Flintstone vitamins, that guy's dangerous.
Oh, he's ridiculous the way he throws men around. It doesn't even matter, you know, if it's in the UFC or, you know, in wrestling or just on the street. Like, he's a sight to behold with his strength. He's just ridiculous the way he can just dominate people. Now, as far as punch resistance go, it's either you can take it or you can't. That cannot be taught, you know. You got to have intestinal fortitude, number one. You know, being able to persevere. And if you do get floored, you got to get back up. Now in the UFC, it's tough because what happens when you drop down? People get right on you and start pounding you and disorient you. So they could throw you, push you, you know, which also throws your equilibrium off and your balance off. So in that, in his defense, like I understand the smaller gloves, all that, big boys, you know, but for Brock, I mean, if he gets back in that thing, he's definitely got to watch that because that's one thing we have noticed in the past that he's not very good at taking a shot.
You know what's funny is I'm watching looking at the Zone. The Zone's got some old fights. It's got Shane Mosley and Floyd Mayweather. They got Oscar De La Hoya and Ricardo Mayorga. Mayorga was a great, great guy, great character to be around. You know, I was with Mayorga in Temecula, California. I can't remember what the casino's name is down there. But Dan Goosen was promoting the fight. And Mayorga was there, and he was going to fight Vernon Forrest. And he took a cigarette. He took a lit cigarette and flicked it in Vernon Forrest's face. I mean, holy cow. And then, and Forrest is, like, blown away by it. So Mayorga gets right, jumps on him. I mean, holy cow. We need characters like that. We do. It just adds a little. It's a little bit different. You know, Mayorga, Broner, when he was winning. You know, I mean, those guys are fun to be around.
Oh, absolutely. It brings intrigue into the sport because if you love him or hate him, you watch. Whenever I hear Mayorga's name, I think about him after a fight, lighting that cigarette, cracking that beer, pounding his chest with the boxing glove on, taking a drag of that stogie. Man, he was great. Remember when he fought Trinidad, all the punishment he took? And he had that pink hair, and he was just dealing with it and shaking his head no to Trinidad.
Yeah.
It's like you're watching, like, this guy is crazy.
He's definitely a unique individual. I'll just put it to you like it.
Yeah.
Of course, he beat Vernon Forrest, a good fighter, but Vernon couldn't beat him. Vernon could beat Mosley, but he couldn't beat him. Mayorga couldn't beat Mosley.
Styles makes fights, man. It was weird. I was at both those fights. I was at the first one with Mosley. You know, I was shocked, but I also knew that Vernon had beaten Shane in the amateurs, right? But sometimes it doesn't transcend over into the professional ranks. Be that as it may, Mosley was in trouble in the second round. Long story short, was on his back foot all night, reeling, getting smacked around the ring. And then next thing you know, he wins the rematch in Forrest, and then he's fighting guys like Mayorga, and Mayorga takes him out in, like, I think the third round with a devastating shot over the top.
Yeah.
Weird how it works, man.
And then, of course, Vernon Forrest got into a street altercation and chased some guy down an alley and got shot. Why would you chase him? He had a gun, too. He was chasing somebody with a gun, and he got shot. So he sort of brought that on himself, don't you think?
You know, unfortunately, I hate to say that. He had a kid in the car, too. That's really irresponsible. To my knowledge, he had a kid in the car.
Yeah.
And it's because they took his ring, his WBC ring. Guess what? The WBC would give you another one, man.
Yeah.
You know, even if they took some cash that was in your pocket, guess what? You'll make some more, man. It's not worth chasing people over. And you know what? There was like three guys. You know, and it's real tragic. I saw a lot of it on film, even back in the day. A lot of it was caught on surveillance. And he really chased him for a good minute. And there's just no need for that, man. And rest in peace, Vernon Forrest. But that was a dumb move, my friend.
Yeah, well, it cost him. Believe me, it did cost him.
Yeah.
You know, my cousins were famous for brawling, the Brown side of the family, the Fernandez side of the family.
Hmm.
And they got into a fight one night. They were celebrating my birthday, like my 18th birthday. And, of course, I wanted to become a cop, so I didn't want to hang around with these guys because they were monsters, if you know what I mean, as far as breaking the law is concerned. So, anyway, they go out and celebrate my birthday. They get into a fist fight, and they kill some dude. They killed some Marine. They hit him in the throat with a car jack, okay? My oldest cousin did. So, anyway, the cops come to my house. They surround the house, and I don't know what's going on. I look out the window. There's all these policemen with guns and this kind of stuff, and they
think that I was there. Okay? So they had guns and this kind of stuff. My mother's going, what are you talking about? He's been in there. Well, I was in the house for like the entire day. It was my birthday. I stayed at home. Okay? But anyway, my cousin looked so much like me. The facial resemblance was so much like me that the people thought it was me. Talk about mistaken identity, Johnny. They'd have tried to get me in on an attempted murder beef or a murder beef, and I wasn't even nowhere near the place.
Jeez, man, that's crazy, man. And people got to know how to, you know, hang, go out there and have a good time without getting into fight. You know what I mean?
But that's why, that's why I don't hang with my cousins. In fact, one of my cousins tried to friend me on Facebook. He's tried for 3 years now. He ain't taking a hint.
No, you got to block him.
You got to block him. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk boxing for a minute. Keith Thurman last week. How good did Keith Thurman look to you? I thought he looked not good.
Like I said last week, B minus. He uses his legs too much, man. You know, especially when he gets in trouble. And the funny part is that he tries to take breaks. And then because he's using his legs so much, he goes on the ropes. And he's not really good at fighting off the ropes. And that's where he got tagged by Josito Lopez. I think that with Keith Thurman, man, based on that performance, what we've seen from him in the past couple of years with inactivity, I think if he steps into deep waters with Errol Spence and the Terrence Crawfords of the world, or even a rematch with Sean Porter, man, I liked one time at, you know, a certain point in time, but I think his time is up, Pete.
Okay, so there was a lightweight this week that you talked about in hour number one that actually, like, opened your eyes up and made you, like, go goo goo gaga. Tell me about him.
Teofimo Lopez, man, he's special, Pedro. You know, a lot of people push people when they see a young prospect and they say, hey, man, you know, they kind of try to force things. He's got this. He's got that. He could be this. I think this kid is it. And I really have no doubt and questions in my mind. This kid will be a world champion very, very soon now. He's only 12 professional fights in, 10 KOs, you know. But in his last two fights, he's taken out guys in knockout, highlight reel fashion, plays it a week type of thing on SportsCenter. I am so high on this kid, Pedro. He uses so many angles and uppercuts and versatile shots. I have not seen a fighter like this in a long time that really caught my attention. He had in the past year, but now he's on blast with me. And speaking of ESPN, last night SportsCenter's open was all combat sports for like 5 minutes. I'm like, dude, all my dreams have come true. Saturday night, ESPN SportsCenter for the first 5 minutes was nothing but brutality. And I was like, we're getting there, baby.
We're getting there.
Combat sports in 2019 taking over.
Tell me about Combate Americas. Is that a good little thing they got going there on DAZN, Combate Americas? Is that a good little, they got a card coming to you from Mexicali, which is a nice little place. In fact, Mexicali had a hotel named the Hotel Bahia, and they had a suite there named after a California referee. You know why?
Why?
It was a brothel.
Well,
okay, you know what I'm saying? And this California referee was a trick. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell it. It was Marty Denken. They had the Marty Denken suite down there. Okay, I gave it up. It was the way, I went to the Hotel Bahia, unbeknownst to me that it was a brothel. I didn't know. Yeah, right. Wink, wink. Anyway, I go in there and I said to him, Marty sent me. And the chick said to me, Senor Denken? I said, anyway. That's crazy going to Mexicali, Mexico. Jorge Maromero Pais was the world champion back then. But this card comes to you from Mexicali, which is right across the border from the United States, right on the border. Combate Americas live, Garcia versus Escarrega. That's going to go down February 8th. Then DAZN's got another card, Machado versus Quincia. That's going to go down February the 9th. One's live from California, one's live from Mexicali. Is DAZN doing enough to keep the American fight fan happy?
I'm going to say no, man. At $9.95, you're only getting a couple live events per month and not really much original programming. You're paying the same thing for Showtime. At least you're getting billions, Ray Donovan, good shows, and sporting events such as live boxing. And for $4.95 ESPN, I mean, God, I mean, that's the biggest value on the planet. But I'm going to say right now, no.
The great John Signorelli. Johnny, what's happening with that YouTube page?
Hey, check this out. Search us, Ring Talk Worldwide. You'll see archives, old episodes, and also behind-the-scenes press conference stuff and bonus features.
The undefeated John Signorelli of Las Vegas. Johnny, have a great week.
Thank you, Pedro. Everyone, enjoy the Super Bowl today.
The man, John Signorelli. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Check it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but I guess you know that, don't you? 35 years of radio. If you don't buy now, you do right now, because I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. Undisputed. That's right. Often imitated, but never duplicated. That's just the way it is. And it's not bragging, like my mother said, when you're telling the truth. Straight up, some programming notes. We're going live on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv with live streaming beginning next week, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, that's a one-hour edition. The Sunday edition is 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. And, of course, I also do the Taco Man Audio Magazine, which is Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, Sunday morning, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Well, what can I tell you? He's sort of he's a bit of a – he instigates things. He's a troublemaker. There's no doubt about it. He'll attempt to inflame you, infuriate you, inform you, entertain you all at the same time. Bottom line is the Taco Man Audio Magazine is an exclusive production of Sports Byline, which airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. But wait, I'm not done. Then there's No Holds Barred. Of course, No Holds Barred, we combine both wrestling and MMA. It's a two-hour show. Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's at 8 o'clock on the East Coast, straight up. That's No Holds Barred, of course, coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, about to wrap things up this week. I want to thank you so much, man. It's been a blast. Johnny Siegel is hot and happening this week, of course, as he always is. The Godfather, Larry Merchant, had a cold, but the Godfather is still the Godfather, no doubt about that. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, what can I say? They spoke their mind. They need to get it on. They need to get on because they don't get along. Bottom line is, we need to see that fight tomorrow, if not the day after. We want to see that fight as soon as possible. Straight up, are they going to sign the contract? We'll find out in the next week to 10 days, I'm told. Until then, don't forget, you're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.